This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And then there's the story of Landry Shamet, who got a standing ovation, played well in his time, but this poor guy couldn't catch a break. He was with MSG after the game in the locker room.
Yeah.
He's trying to talk and he gets interrupted.
Standing ovation when you're checking out. They're chanting your name. They're cheering defensive plays. How did that feel from the Garden crowd?
I love New York. Love these fans.
I'm here.
Who is that?
I have no idea.
Oh,
is that Towns?
I'm here.
Like he was announcing himself to the crowd in the locker room. So Shamet had himself a tough night. I will tell you, this guy gets he's like Rodney Dangerfield. He gets no respect whatsoever, as I take you to around 5:10 this morning on the warm-up show between Al Dukes and myself. You know, the guy in Landry Shamet who scored 5 points, but he was doing so many other things on the floor, he gets a standing ovation when he leaves.
I never even heard of this guy. Landry Shamet?
Yes.
I will tell you this, and you could check the tapes. Boomer and Gio have not uttered the name Landry Shamet this season.
That is not true.
100%.
Not 100% true. 100%. 100% wrong. And by the way, when he was talking about Landry Shamet, I wanted to bring this up. For whatever reason, last night it hit me for the first time that Landry Shamet and Spike Eskin could be long-lost brothers. Take a look at their face.
That was April 22nd.
So not this
so month. So it's only that he looked like Spike.
Still under the name.
Yeah, Landry Shamet?
Yes.
I will tell you this. Boomer and Gio have not uttered the name.
Why are you attacking us?
Landry Shamet.
Oh, I don't think he's attacking us.
No, it sounds like he's attacking us.
No. I'm saying people are acting like everyone knows who Landry Shamet is. Not true.
Well, Knick fans do.
I'm the casual Knick fan.
So, well, you know
a
what?
Knick fan who checked in during the playoffs.
The guy who was getting a run before Landry Shamet was campaign. That's why.
Sports adjacent fans don't know who Landry Shamet
is. I'm saying people who jump in at the playoffs, they're hearing Brunson, Cat, Mitchell Robinson.
They jump on the bandwagon fans.
Yeah, bandwagon fans. Yeah,
right. Basketball fans know who he is.
Right.
Right. The first round draft choice, for God's
they're
sake.
They're basketball fans.
No, I'm saying with the audience in general. Most people don't know who Landry Shamet is.
Right, but just to remind you what you said.
Landry Shamet?
Yes.
I will tell you this. Boomer and Gio have not uttered the name Landry Shamet.
All year.
If I stood outside the garden with a note and I asked people coming outside the garden that paid from the game, check off which of these players is on the Knicks, no one would have checked that guy's name off.
They were chanting his name.
That's not true.
Prior to last night, no one would have checked that guy's name off.
I disagree.
You think Kylie Jenner knows who?
Well, that's Kylie's there to be seen.
Come on. It's a little different. Timothy Chalamet knows who Landry Shamet is.
Do you think Gail King knows who that is? No way.
That's a good question.
You've asked about two women right now. Come on. How about the guy from Uniondale that spent his entire life savings on to go to the game?
How about Tracy Morgan?
Yes. Yeah, he knows.
Yeah.
Okay. Ben Stiller.
Yeah, definitely knows. Right. Okay. But that guy next to Timothy Chalamet, the other actor, forget his name.
Next to Chalamet?
Yeah, he was another actor.
Miles Teller.
Yeah, he has no idea.
Yeah, I don't think he's a Knicks fan, actually. I think there to be seen.
Showed
yeah.
up to be seen.
He's a Philadelphia guy.
Oh.
Yeah, almost positive.
How about that? Yeah, I know he's a big Eagles fan. So
But he's moving the goalpost now. Now he's changing it. He said guaranteed 100% that we never honored Landry Shamet's April 22nd.
And I said 100% incorrect.
But that was only because he looks like Spike.
But you said it, we never honored his name.
But I guess if you want to count that, I mean,
I count that.
By the way, you know, he hasn't been in a lot of games. That's, you know, that's the point I think you're trying to get to.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Jesus.
Anyhow, that was
kind of
fun.
You can't make declarative statements like that and then not, you know, say you're sorry.
Well, I could, what if I did it this way? They never talked about, what's his name again? Shamet?
Landry Shamet.
Yeah. Other than he looked like Spike Eskin.
I don't believe that either. I don't have the other one from the other day.
Okay.
I've been trying to place an order.
Sorry. All right. Well, I'll find it for you. I can guarantee.
I know you have.
You came in Tuesday.
Tuesday you guys were talking about him. I just haven't had a chance to go back and find that yet. But, yes.
If we prove Tuesday.
No.
Wait, hold on. No.
I mean, I'm not doing anything if you find it.
Yeah, yes. You owe us an apology.
Apology, yes, I will do.
Yes. Okay, all right. That's all I'm saying.
You don't need him coming.
That's all I'm saying. I mean, you can't make a declarative statement like that. Like, when we make mistakes, we apologize.
I'm famous for
my mistake. I apologize.
Very much.
I'll find it.
Okay.
Also, whoever wanted the bacon, egg, and cheese, I forgot to order that.
Yeah, I know. I was watching you forget to order it. Listen, I knew what was going on.
But you didn't tell me to add it.
I know. I knew. I
put it on the order for you.
I know. Listen, we had gone through hell to get that. And then we had gotten finally to just confirm order. And I was like, I'm not going to make him go back right now.
Okay.
It's fine. I'll have a bagel with cream cheese. It'll be perfect.
Okay. So we're good.
I'm sorry. Totally.
So I don't have to make any call. We're good.
We're good.
I mean, it's just, he can't handle like multitasking.
I think he did well.
Well, he can answer the phone and then make a song pop up.
Yeah.
Very good at that.
The phones were ringing. Yeah, making me nervous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.